In my years of pastoring, I've learned an important lesson that sometimes you must plan things so that they can go a different way. And the Spirit has certainly been active among us this morning. So I would like to, just for a couple of minutes, introduce what I'm going to be sharing with you over the course of the next few weeks, sort of a series, you might say, Road Smarts. And of course, the process of traveling through the years of our life has been spoken of as a journey since time immemorial. You think back to the calling of Abraham to set out from his home and leave behind all that he knew and follow God to the new place where he would be the father of many descendants and fulfill God's promises. I think it's still the most appropriate way to speak about life as we're traveling through our years. And well, something, though, that has happened, each generation probably speaks of it in different metaphors, different word pictures, and probably the most prominent for us now, of course, for the last 100 years, I suppose, is the automobile. And think about the ways we use car language to talk about our lives, like, I better put the brakes on that relationship, or I'm out of gas, or it just feels like I've lost control and I've gone off the road, or
spinning my wheels.
And you know, actually, psychologists say that the car has now become what's called a modern universal dream symbol. Have you ever dreamed that you were driving? Maybe an unhappy one that I've had more than once, I suppose, is that I've gone off the road, and no matter how I turn the wheel, it won't go back on the road. That says something about an experience we're having, doesn't it? So that we actually, human beings, especially in the Western world, where we've had automobiles for so long, actually dream even in car images. So I would like to speak a little bit about this Christian journey that we're on and those kinds of words over the course, maybe the next 2 or 3 weeks. I'm not sure. We'll sort of play it by ear. This morning, I just want to quickly introduce, and I'm basing our way of looking at this on some ideas that I actually learned back in the early 90s at a pastor's retreat that I went on as part of Indiana Yearly Meeting, and we had a guest speaker who's now passed on, though. His name was Bob Mulholland. He was a professor at Asbury, and he came up with what I think is the most helpful one-sentence definition of Christian spiritual formation, that is, how we get shaped as we pass through this life. And I'll sort of use these ideas to structure things over the course of the next few weeks. Christian spiritual formation, that is, being shaped in Christ-likeness, is a process of being conformed to the image of Christ for the sake of others. It is a process, that is, it's a journey. It's something with an ongoing nature. None of us has reached perfection yet. If you claim perfection, that just proves you haven't, right? It's the process of being conformed. That is, it's something that's done in us. We don't cause it ourselves. We are being conformed to the image of Christ. The image of Christ, that is, real humanity. It's about really living, about knowing God and becoming the kind of person that Chris mentioned, someone who, as time goes on, becomes more and more poised to respond to life in a loving way, a way that looks more like Jesus. Our real humanity, what it really means to be human. A process of being conformed to the image of Christ for the sake of others. If Jesus was anything, as they say, he was the man for others. And he taught us, his followers, to love one another as he has loved us, to love our neighbor as ourselves, and to be part of God's ongoing work to set this world right. So that's kind of an outline of what we're going to be thinking about over the next few weeks, and I wanted to maybe at least get that out there for you this morning. I love the way the message, do you still have that there? Let me read through that one more time real quickly before we sing our closing hymn. I'm not saying that I have this all, think of this in terms of what I just said. I'm not saying that I have this all together, that I have it made, but I'm well on my way reaching out for Christ, who so wondrously reached out for me. Friends, don't get me wrong. By no means do I count myself an expert in all this, but I've got my eye on the goal where God is backing us onward to Jesus. I'm off and running, and I'm not turning back. Amen.